the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Elections are coming up, and we're asking you to support Todd Hyatt in a Republican primary for Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner. Todd Hyatt is a strong conservative leader and works hard to develop all of Oklahoma's energy resources, and that's a great thing for Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. This election is too important to sit out. Please cast your vote Tuesday, June 30th, for Todd Hyatt for Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Paid for and authorized by American Energy Action. 1501 M Street, Northwest, Suite 950, Washington, D.C., 20005.
Northern Oklahoma's new winning wheat variety is Baker's Anne, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Anne honors OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Anne provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Anne is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain varieties, and it's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com. And it's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com.
Well, our special edition Road to Rural Prosperity this week features Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. Stitt provided some updates on the COVID-19 situation.
We are now, just a couple updates for everybody, we're 64 days into our reopening plan. So we're so far ahead of most other states, months and months ahead of them. We went to phase three, which was basically lifting all restrictions and reopening on June 1st. So we knew that we'd have a few cases pick up, but that's what we were planning on the entire time. And you got to remember, the goal was never to have zero cases in Oklahoma. And sometimes we hear on the news and some people are wanting us to go bunker in place until there's no cases. That's just not possible. It's just not practical.
Beyond COVID-19, the governor's also been concerned about the Medicaid expansion with State Question 802. He gives us his rundown on why he'll be voting no on Tuesday.
Yeah, in my opinion, State Question 802 is bad for the state of Oklahoma. And so I'm going to be voting no on it. I would encourage others to do the same. In my opinion, it's not good. And I'll give you the reason. Number one, this is putting the Obamacare or this Medicaid expansion into our Constitution. We already have the largest Constitution in the country, and this gives no flexibility in the future. Okay, so we don't need extra stuff in our Constitution. And Oklahomans need to realize we already have Medicaid in our state. We cover 800,000 people. It's the AIDS, the blind, the disabled. Disabled, pregnant women, any children are covered in Medicaid. And this is a new population that they're trying to put on. It will cost the taxpayers, it'll cost our state budget between $164 million to $200 million.
To hear the special edition of the latest Road to Rural Prosperity with Governor Kevin Stitt, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, there'll be no giant turkey legs or ribbon fries this year, as Friday, word was given that the Oklahoma State Fair will be canceled for the first time in 114 years due to COVID-19 concerns. The safety and well-being of the Oklahoma State Fair's visitors, participants, and community is the highest priority in producing Oklahoma's premier family attraction each year. After extensive communications with the many partners, including other state fairs, national touring acts, state and local officials, as well as public health agencies, it became clear to the Oklahoma State Fair's board of directors that cancellation was the only prudent choice for 2020. The impact of the State Fair's cancellation will be felt far beyond the loss of our annual celebration, stated Timothy J. O'Toole. He's the president and CEO of the Oklahoma State Fair. We look forward to brighter and better days ahead when we can gather again to celebrate all that is exceptional about Oklahoma City and the state of Oklahoma, said O'Toole. Until then, stay safe, be well, and support each other. We look forward to welcoming you back to the Oklahoma State Fair in 2021. You've got farm news on Ron. Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.